Tanya and Steve's bits you may have missed.
Oh, we like talking about this.
Yeah, but it's time to let Ricey down gently.
I know. I don't think you're going to be able to buy me my puppy farm. Not that I want a puppy farm. I want a puppy rescue farm.
Yeah, yeah.
And Steve wants his mortgage paid off.
Yeah. No. Well, I bought a ticket yesterday, so and I know there's three winners. So and one's from New South Wales. So
$50 million was up for grabs.
I know, Oz Lotto, and we've tracked down Matt Hart, who is the spokesperson for the lot, and he's with us, Matt.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We need to know.
Did Ricey win?
Well, look, the good news was there were three winners across Australia. Unfortunately, I don't believe they were one of you guys.
Oh. But,
no, good talk.
As I can make it.
Good talk, Matt. See you, mate.
Oh. I know. But that leads to take home a prize, if you can believe, of $16,666,666. And don't forget the 67 cents.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, wow.
Is your best advice, and not how to spend it, is your best advice to keep quiet?
Look, it's really interesting. We have had people who come forward. Some people don't even tell their partners. Others want to shout it from the rooftops.
Yeah, yes.
So one of the women, people last night who won was a woman from Queensland. There was also a guy from Manly in New South Wales. The woman was screaming down the neighbourhood. She was just let out such a big scream. And the guy from Manly actually hung up on me first because he didn't believe it. Thankfully, he did persist, and we were able to confirm the win with him. And look, he was ecstatic, and he had a great philosophy. He sort of wasn't sure how he was going to spend the money, but he just thought, I'm going to invest it and live a happy life. And I thought that was a nice little motto for him.
Well, I mean, when we hear of Manly, we go, wow, Manly, yeah. They don't need the money, Matt. What sort of, I know you can't tell us too much, but is it a family that will be happy to see the money go to, or has he already got a yacht sitting out the back?
Look, from the sound of it, he was absolutely ecstatic. It sounds like it will be life-changing for him and his family.
They're the ones we want.
Yeah, and it was interesting because he actually used an entry that was, he marked his entry and he used the birth dates of his family. So it's quite fitting that they're all going to benefit from this massive windfall.
Matt, just to be clear, your job is to ring people and tell them they've won millions of dollars.
Yes, I literally just throw away money.
Wow.
Yes, I do get to call winners every day. And it is a really good job. And last night was particularly special because of the amount involved, and we were able to, so the man from New South Wales, the woman from Queensland, they were both registered. So within minutes of the draw being held, I was able to give them a call and break that news to them, and it was, you know, such a surprise and then a massive celebration for them.
How do you do that, Matt? Like, okay, you ring the number.
Let's pretend it's us.
Yeah, you ring the number, I say hello, and you go what?
And I'll say, you know, I'll just confirm I'm speaking to the right person.
Tanya?
I'll introduce... Yeah. Hi, Tanya. Excellent. I'll introduce myself. I'll say, you know, I'm calling from New South Wales Lotteries. We go through a bit of a confirmation process with some of the details that are registered. And then I pretty much say, look, I hope you're sitting down. You know, you were one of the Division 1 winners from the draw, and you take home, you know, $16.6 million. And that is usually the reaction.
Right, just try it on me, Matt. Because mine would be different. Go.
Okay. Well, I hope you're sitting down. Mm. You have won $16.7 million.
Don't tell Karen. It's my wife.
What is it with people that don't want their partners to know? Because you mentioned that.
Well, look, I think it's in the shock of the moment, they're trying to process it all. It would be pretty hard to keep from your partner, and they may notice a new car or a house.
Matt, I don't like the way Tanya just pointed at me like I'm going to skip the country.
I think it's such a shock that people are just trying to process it and we're wondering, what does this mean for me and my family, and how do I sort of control it in some way?
Look, it's quite a dinner party conversation, isn't it? It pops up all over the place. And the one common ground that everyone talks about, not particularly me, is when the handouts start coming on the door. And I'm not talking about friends and family, that's enough. But you must be there to protect them as well, because you'll get, they bombard people, don't they?
Yeah, look, it's. I think that is the fear that people have, that that they will, you know, long-lost cousins will come out of the woodwork. from we have touched base with winners after after their win, and look, from what they tell us, it's been a happy experience. They've managed to help their family and friends, and they haven't really been no one actually for many of them no one ever found out outside the people they told, so they're very happy that they'll manage to change their lives and those of their family, and I think people are concerned about the relationships they have with other people might change, that people might look at them differently or think of them differently, and they're quite happy that that hadn't changed.
Well, Matt, thank you for this morning, and just bear in mind that we do have you on tape giving both Steve and I $16.6 million.
And the only thing we can leave you with is tell it to the judge.
Well, make sure you bring forward those winning tickets.
Oh, touche, Matt. Take care. Great to chat.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's Matt from The Lot.
He's obviously had that threat before.
For more Tanya and Steve, head to kofm.com.au.